Leviticus. Chapter 24. And the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, Command the children of Israel, that they bring unto you pure beaten olive oil for the light, to cause the lamps to burn continually. Outside the veil of the testimony, in the tabernacle of meeting, shall Aaron keep it in order from the evening unto the morning before the Lord continually. It shall be a statute forever in your generations. He shall keep in order the lamps upon the pure lampstand before the Lord continually. And you shall take fine flour, and bake 12 cakes of it, 2/10 of an ephah shall be in one cake. And you shall set them in 2 rows, 6 on a row, upon the pure gold table before the Lord. And you shall put pure frankincense upon each row, that it may be unto bread for a memorial, even an offering made by fire unto the Lord. Every Sabbath he shall set it in order before the Lord continually, being taken from the children of Israel by an everlasting covenant. And it shall be Aaron's and his sons, and they shall eat it in the holy place, for it is most holy unto him of the offerings of the Lord made by fire, a perpetual statute. And the son of an Israelitish woman, whose father was an Egyptian, went out among the children of Israel, and the son of the Israelitish woman and a man of Israel strove together in the camp. And the Israelitish woman's son blasphemed the name of the Lord, and cursed. And they brought him unto Moses, and his mother's name was Shelomith, the daughter of Debri, of the tribe of Dan, and they put him in custody, that the mind of the Lord might be shown them. And the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, Bring forth him that has cursed outside the camp, and let all that heard him lay their hands upon his head, and let all the congregation stone him. And you shall speak unto the children of Israel, saying, Whosoever curses his God shall bear his sin. And he that blasphemes the name of the Lord, he shall surely be put to death, and all the congregation shall certainly stone him, as well the stranger, as he that is born in the land, when he blasphemes the name of the Lord, shall be put to death. And he that kills any man shall surely be put to death. And he that kills an animal shall make it good, animal for animal. And if a man causes a disfigurement in his neighbor, as he has done, so shall it be done to him. Fracture for fracture, eye for eye, tooth for tooth, as he has caused a disfigurement in a man, so shall it be done to him again. And he that kills an animal, he shall restore it, and he that kills a man, he shall be put to death. You shall have one manner of law, as well for the stranger, as for one of your own country, for I am the Lord your God. And Moses spoke to the children of Israel, that they should bring forth him that he had cursed out of the camp, and stone him with stones. And the children of Israel did as the Lord commanded Moses.